So, let me turn this up. I have not did a podcast in like 6 days, so I want to talk to you guys about something that's really bothering me. I'm actually headed to the grocery store right now. I know, I really don't want to go, but I have to. So, I'm heading to pick up groceries for the house, which me and my mom, we take turns doing it, but this is supposed to be her week, but I was like, Mom, I'll go ahead and do it. So, I'm doing it. I don't want to go. So, I'm going to go pick up groceries. I'm going to go back home and work from home probably at 1 o'clock. Also, I work from home, calling a few patients here and there, whatever. But anyway, this is what I want to say to you guys that's really, like, mind-blowing and bothering me. So, I told you guys, like, a week ago, I called the National Suicide Hotline because I was feeling suicidal. I wasn't happy. Things were going bad in my life. A lot was happening. I was in a lot of pain. So, mind you, I have this idea that let me let my therapist know because she is treating me. Let me tell her, like, everything that's going on because we had just spoken a week ago. I'm like, let me fill her in about, you know, some of the things going on with me right now. So I call her. Well, I send her an email, let her know what's going on. All right. So the last couple of days, she's been trying to contact me. But when she calls, I'm either working or doing other things. So I haven't had time to really talk to her. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to say that. It's a freaking car that would not go across the road and aggravate me. So anyway, needless to say, cars kept teasing me sometimes. Sorry, guys, but like I was saying, so I'm sitting here, so she called me for days. The day she called, I was working and talking to patients on the phone, so I couldn't pick up. So the other days where I actually could talk to my therapist, the days where she did reach me and I could pick up, I just wasn't feeling like talking about everything because I was just so depressed. So finally my mom, like the other day, called her back. You know, she's just a therapist, fill her in. So I call her back. I'm having this long conversation and getting emotional, like I'm going to cry. I'm telling her about the suicidal thoughts, all the things going on with me and all the pain I'm in. Needless to say, mind you, I just had a session with her like a week or two ago and paid her money or whatever. I have insurance, but I haven't met my deductible, so I got to pay out of pocket until I meet it. So, and yes, it's great insurance. It's through my job, so. But anyway, so I paid her. So then, I mean, mind you, she was the one that was like, call me. I'm worried about you. I'm concerned. Leaving all these damn voicemails, she's so concerned about me. But, yeah, she charges me again. So I'm like, at the end of the conversation, she goes, do you have your card on you so I can charge you? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, no, excuse my language, guys, but seriously, if you're a fucking therapist, I get you have to make money. But, bitch, I just paid you 2 weeks ago, okay? Not only that, I get you have a job to do and you're helping me. However, if I'm a concerned therapist and my patient is telling me she's going to commit suicide and she's going through things, don't call my phone every day saying you're so concerned with me and you're so concerned about helping me, yet you charge me. Are you fucking kidding me? I wouldn't do that to my patient because I just paid you a week or two ago, and this wasn't a session. Technically, I had no appointment with her, nothing. It was just the fact that she wanted me to call her to let her know I was doing better, which at the time when I did reach out to her, I was feeling a little bit better. But the point is, it bothers me because as me, myself, I get it. You know, I work at a counseling office. I see therapists all day long, you know, deal with patients, and they have to get their money. They got to build their insurance companies. I completely get it. However, what I don't get is it's about having a heart and being empathetic. Come on now. You were worried and so concerned about me. Why would you charge me? This was not a consultation. This was not an appointment. I had an appointment with you. My next appointment with her was not supposed to be for next week. So if you're so concerned, why are you charging me? I don't understand that part. I mean, with everything going on with COVID-19 and everything else in the world, you think therapists would be a little bit more sympathetic to, hey, you know, we got to make our money. But in a case like this where you told me to call you and where I'm telling you about me killing myself, it should not be you charging me, especially when it's not my appointment and I just paid you a week or two ago. Come on now. So it just really bothers me because it makes me think, like, excuse my language, guys. I'm talking. I know y'all probably like, no, she's not cursing. But I'm coming from a place of, I'm upset, I'm irritated, and I'm kind of frustrated, so I don't understand why, and I haven't addressed this situation, so this is my first time really talking openly about it besides with my parents or my friends or whoever. So I'm talking to you guys about it, because how do you guys feel if you go through a therapist and you're going through a crisis? Am I wrong? Am I wrong because I'm going through a crisis and I reach out to my therapist because she's the one that's treating me, just letting know my situation, and she says, hey, she calls me every day concerned, and then when I reach out to her, she charges me. It's like, can't be that damn concerned. You're concerned about making your money. And I'm just wondering, do a lot of therapists do their job because they want to help people or because they just need the money? Like, just some nurses or doctors probably do. I just don't understand it. For me, I'm a compassionate person. I do stuff from the heart. So when I came to the medical field to be a medical assistant, I did it not for the money. I did it from the heart because I wanted to help people. And even now, the fields that I'm in now, yeah, I'm making more money than what I'm doing now. However, I still help people because it's from my heart, not for the money. And I feel like if you're in a this kind of field and you are doing it for money, then you are in it for the wrong reason. You shouldn't be in this field. It's kind of ridiculous that you would even think to come into a field and just be like, oh, I'm just in this field because I'm trying to make my money. Like, what the hell is wrong with people? I get it. I do. But in the same token, I just feel like, where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line? Like, where's your heart, you know? When is money that important? Because I'm sitting here thinking therapists probably make good-ass money because they're getting all these clients who come to them with their problems. And the insurance company's cutting them checks. And I get it. But at the same token, it's just like that really bugs me because it was like I was going through something. I reached out to you for help, and this is what you do. So for me, it kind of upsets me to a point of like I don't take my mental health as a joke. This is my mental health. I deal with this shit every day. I go through so much stuff every day that I don't even talk about with you guys or family or friends. So for me, it's like, this is my life. I have to live this shit every day. You know, no one else does. So I take it seriously when I let somebody in. You know, I take it seriously when I open my heart to somebody and say, hey, I'm going through this. Can you help me? Blah, blah. I don't take it lightly. It's not a freaking joke to me. It's my life. It's what I have to deal with to get through every day. And me opening up to my therapist, you know, I've been seeing the same therapist for years, on and off. So I feel like I kind of have that relationship and connection with her. However, it's just disheartening and disappointing that she would do all that she would act so concerned and then do all the things that she did. So I don't understand. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I feel like, am I in my feelings? Tell me my feelings. I mean, I get it. I do. Everybody got to make a living. But you got to get your money. I get it. I'm not saying don't pay the therapist. What I'm saying is, in a crisis like I was in, I just don't feel like that's right, in my opinion. I just don't. I mean, because at the end of the day, regardless, the insurance company can cut you a check anyway for talking to me, so you're going to get your money. So it kind of feels like you would have got money either way, you know. And I just don't know. I just have to question that. And now it's kind of making me not even really want to deal with her anymore as a therapist because I don't know if I want a therapist that's not sympathetic to me. So we have a session next week, and I think I'm going to cancel it because I really don't want to talk to her right now, not because I'm maybe in my feelings or whatever. It's just because I feel like, okay, I already have to see a psychiatrist, guys, for med management. So I'm not about to pay the psychiatrist and pay my therapist in the same week. That's, like, way too much. Not going to happen. Not on top of that, I just feel like, you know, I don't know, guys. I just feel like the healthcare field is so tricky. And like I said, you hope everybody's in it for the right reasons, but you never really know. And I don't know at this point. It's just, like I said, it's just a disappointing situation for me because I don't know what to think, you know. I'm still dealing with things. Every day I'm dealing with things. And it's hard, guys. Like, I struggle every day. This is not just, like I keep telling you guys, this situation with me was here before the COVID-19 virus came. I've been going through anxiety, been going through depression. Everything I'm dealing with, you know, the breakup with my ex, everything that I've gone through, like, and the people I've brought into my life thinking they were good people and they weren't. It's like so many things that's going through my head, so many things that I have to deal with, guys. Like, it sucks. But I think the one thing I'm learning about myself, which is great, is that I don't think I'm ready to date. I'm not ready to be in love right now. I'm not ready for any of those things. And it took me a while to get that through my brick head because I'm like, oh, well, let me just go out here and date again after I just broke up with my ex. Like, no, it's like, it doesn't work like that. And, you know, I think that's why I kind of get irritated with therapy because she pulls those emotions out of me that I don't want to be pulled out sometimes, you know. And it's like, I try not to think about my ex. I try not to think about too much of him. Sometimes I think about the memories we had, but I try not to think about that either because it hurts. I mean, and it's not that I want him back or, oh, my God, but it's those feelings of, like, I thought this was it. It's those feelings of, like, that fear of, like, going back out there trying to date again. Because I'm the type of person that when I date, You know, I want security. I want to feel safe. And I felt safe with him. He was the first guy I dated that didn't curse me out, didn't call me a bitch, didn't disrespect me, didn't abuse me. He was just laid back, relaxed, treated me good, never cheated, never did anything. So we had to give passwords. It was just that type of relationship. So for me to go from that to saying, how do I date again? It's scary. Because you don't know what you're going to get. People are crazy. I have that fear. Like, it's hard for me. My wall is up. I don't trust anybody. I don't know anybody's intentions. So it's just tough, you know, going from everything that was to, like, looking at the reality now. It's tough, guys. I'm not going to lie. But I don't want to bring any more people into my life because I feel like those people right now don't deserve me. I just feel like everything that I've been through, I'm not trying to, me trying to fill some kind of void, I guess. I kept bringing the wrong idiots into my life. And I'm not proud of myself for that. I'm disappointed because I feel like, you know, I should have thought more about that. Like, hey, Sherelle, what are you doing? You know, but you live and you learn. Even at 30, I still do dumb things sometimes. I'm an adult. I make mistakes. I'm human. And it's tough, but you got to suck it up and keep going. But, you know, I don't know, guys. I feel like, I guess I've just been through so much, guys. What I'm saying is that I just feel like, oh, my God, this guy almost got hit by a Brinks truck. Like, what the hell? What is that on the news? Like, that man was just going to, like, hit him and keep going. What the hell? God, you aren't safe anywhere. That man was really about to be like, well, I'm about to hit you and you keep going. Like, what the hell? Sorry, guys. But anyway, but yeah, so the stuff I see at the grocery store, guys, I need to kick my tail home. But I just got it, so I can't. But anyway, so I was just dealing with things, you know, and you go through things every day in your life, and you deal with them how you deal with them, and that's great. But, you know, I was just stupid. You know, I kind of wish I never got contacted with those idiot guys. Oh, my God, there's no parking over here as usual. Damn it, there's no parking. And I just skipped past the parking spot that I could have parked in. I don't like parking. I fucking hate that at the grocery store, guys. Like, I hate parking far away from everybody. Oh, it just pet peeves me because I don't want to be so far from everybody. Oh, why me? So anyway, yeah, it was a lot of hurt, you know. He had done a lot. I mean, you know, I don't know. And I don't want to knock my ex. Like I said, he's not this bad person or something, but, you know, I don't know. I just don't know, guys. You know, you live and you learn, and that's all I can do. And I freaking hate how the parking lot is. All right, guys. I don't know what you guys do, but when I go in the store, I don't like wearing masks because I feel like they don't, this is my opinion, I don't like anything on my face, and I don't honestly don't think that this is my opinion, don't get mad at me, but I don't think it's going to prevent you from getting the virus. I think if you want to get it, you're going to get it. I do wear gloves, however, and I do have panic attacks when I'm in the store, but I'm not putting a mask on. No offense. And it's not, so don't get offended by this if you see, well, if you hear me talking about it, you're like, she doesn't want to wear a mask in the store? Shame on her. Like, it's not like that. It's just that. I mean, I see some people come to go store with nothing on. So, if either you come with nothing on or wear something, but I don't really wear a mask like that. So, I just kind of come in and just grab my groceries and go. I'm not doing all that extra stuff. But anyway, all right, guys. I got to go because I got to go ahead and get these groceries. Also, I got to, you know, get in here and try to get back because my dad is at home watching my daughter and he's going to be killing me. He has to be at work at 12, so I got to hurry up in here and get my deal home. So, peace and love, guys. I'll talk to you more soon. Bye.